Why is it after like 28 years I cannot get my timing down on this? You know, same thing every week. Can't do it. You know, this whole Starbucks thing is so unfair because you can bring your Starbucks to the gun range. Just saying. So, what do you know?
Live from Kansas City, Kansas to Phoenix, Arizona. It's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, comedian Stephen Merchant tells us how to pick up the ladies, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the host of the 883,593,927 second quiz, it's Michael Feldman.
Nice job on that number there.
Almost like math.
Is that your biggest number you've ever announced?
Probably.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. That's how many seconds it's been, though. So that's,
really?
Yeah.
That's a lot of math you did.
A lot of seconds under the bridge. Yeah, that whole Starbucks thing and guns and stuff, you know. But they do. They bring. I'm told that lots of guys will bring their Starbucks to the shooting range, so they expect to be able to take their gun to the Starbucks. It seems only fair. Many of the Mocha Java Skinny has been knocked over by the kickback of an AR-15. In other news entirely, a brain-eating amoeba suspected in the congressional water supply as a result, the House votes to defund health care and defeed the poor. Those are the two latest things. It's mollycoddling. If you feed them, it's mollycoddling. That's basically the feeling there. Feeding the poor just encourages them, so this can only be good. In other news that isn't, Starbucks now says you can pack, but only if you're happy to see them. But they ask you to please use a stirring stick and not your Beretta for your Frappuccino. There are a lot of knockoff Fool's Gold iPhones going around, so watch out for that. That's Fool's Gold iPhones. Okay, I guess not. I'm sticking with my gold princess phone. You know. It's little, it's lovely, it lights, and it's gold. All right then, okay. The Dow Jones goes through the roof at the thought of another government shutdown because not enough is written about the great inertia of the American system. Things go no matter what. Okay, never mind. The judge rules the Tennessee parents can name their baby Messiah, but not Deshaun. That's going too far, another Deshaun. You know, if you name Messiah, though, it's going to be hard to find a girl that your mother thinks is good enough for you. That's the only problem. Meanwhile, a Jewish woman in Tennessee now wants to name her baby Micaiah. So that's what they call the wind out there, you know. I won't sing it. It's not in voice today. The CEO of Beanie Babies owes $52 million tax judgment on an offshore account registered to Allie the Alligator. Pope Francis says everyone should march to their own rhythm method beat. Also suggested he was open to gays having abortions, which I thought was rather... tapering is now off because, as with any stimulus, you got to leave it in as long as possible. That's what it says here. I don't know what you're upset about. The older roommate was stabbed for endless loop of playing the Eagles' Peaceful Easy Feeling. Really loosen his load. Okay, in legal news, the Facebook like is protected by the First Amendment. Damn! Those founding fathers! Foresight. Conservative alternatives to Obamacare called Yo Mama Care, where the patient receives a series of insults from healthcare provider. Escalating insults, you have to match them. The Obama administration is trying to counter a widely held belief, misconception, that Uncle Sam will conduct prostate exams under Obamacare. That's been on TV. Did you see that recently? It's been on TV. Must be true. John McCain's Putin op-ed was so good he will become a regular columnist in Pravda. He'll cover, you know, human interest, fishing, vicious diatribes, upcoming events. Two columns a week is a lot of effort. You know, you gotta have something in there. Stephen Hawking now says his artificial larynx was speaking for itself when advocating assisted suicide. Actually, his larynx would have said that too, I guess, as come thinking. We already have assisted suicide. It's called medical care. Thank you. The Italian cruise ship Costa Concordia was pulled over onto its other side, so there's a whole new problem now with that, huh? Larry Summers out, Suzanne Summers in at the Fed. Baby boomers, $15 trillion in disposable income and not a shirt or pair of pants that looks good on you. Tim Tebow to the Grenoble Centaurs in the French Second Division League. Although foosball really wanted him badly. Paula Deen has seen the butler 7 times so far. Cried every time. The Cubs' magic number is down to infinity. Herb Kohler's $6.8 billion, something to think about while you're using one. Okay. No medical marijuana in Wisconsin, but the medical soybeans are looking good. And the naked Milwaukeean stuck in the clinic air duct in an easily explainable situation. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. Naturally, you remove your clothes. Because it's a tight fit with your clothes on going into an air duct. Pretty obvious to me, and anyone from Milwaukee would understand that.